everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'm a psychic medium, and I use it as an intuitive consultant. I'll be here for the next hour doing psychic readings. If you'd like to call in, the number is 1-877-876-5227. And that's international, worldwide. Anywhere in the world, you can call toll-free with that number. And I believe we got a caller already.
Hello.
Caller, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Hello, caller?
Hello?
Hi. I can barely hear you. Can you speak up?
Yes, is that a little better?
That's a little bit better.
Okay, this is the best I can do right now. It sounds best.
That's good, but then you get this squelch.
Okay, hold on a second.
You sounded good, though. What was your name? First
name?
Marcia?
Yes.
Good. Welcome to the show, Marcia.
Thank you for having me.
Good. Are you a regular listener?
Yes, I am. I've been trying to get through for the longest time, and I'm so excited to be the first one to get on with you.
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia. From
Georgia.
Yes, Lithonia, Georgia.
Fantastic. Okay. Marcia, the first thing I'm getting right off the bat with you is, one thing I'm feeling is that I'm getting improvements in health.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anybody around you that's not been feeling well.
Yeah, my mom and stuff.
Okay, and I feel like this was your mom you were worried about?
Yeah, well, she's been a little bit sick lately and having kind of dreams about it, so.
Okay. I'm sorry, you said your mom was having problems, plus you were having dreams about it?
No, she's been having dreams about her sickness.
Oh, on her own health?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This must have been an issue, because I feel like it might have took its toll. I mean, it must be...
She gets sick all the time. Like, it's
weird.
Like, she'll just always be getting sick.
Huh. You know, I feel as though a lot of it could be emotional and mental and stress.
Yeah.
With her.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that it would benefit her if she approached it as that.
Right.
Or the people around her kind of like focused on that area of mentally and emotionally. And I do feel like there is, it's going to get better. I feel like somebody around you has been worn down and probably through emotions and mental energy, and there's going to be an improvement. So you might find her feeling better as the month goes on.
Okay.
Especially as you're going into June.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did she lose someone or...
In our family, we just lost, my cousin's lost their grandfather, and we were all really close to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is connected to your mom, too. I feel like it's part of what she's going through.
Yeah.
Was this her dad, or?
No, it was her brother-in-law's father, but we're all, like, a really close family, so.
Okay. Because I feel like there was a passing that might have affected you, the family, and the mom.
Yeah.
I am being pulled to your mom.
Okay.
And I believe it was some of the passing had something to do with it. It might have... You know how it is.
Yeah.
It's hard. And with time, again, that validates that this should be an improvement as time goes on, too.
Okay.
Now, you know, I'm also getting with you. I want to get off that. I feel like I want to, I'm trying to accomplish something, start something, or get something going.
Mm-hmm.
I got some plans or some ideas that I have.
Yeah.
And I may feel... feel that starting to pick up too, or the wheels moving on that also.
Okay.
By the beginning of June. I just feel like there's some kind of a plan that's going to be put into action.
Uh-huh.
And it would go smoothly. I mean, it would be successful.
Wow, that's great to know.
Whatever this is, I'm trying to get going. And I'm also feeling like testing or interviews, too. I don't know if somebody has some kind of testing coming up or some interviews. Anybody looking for work? I feel like there'll be some interviews and exams that should go well also.
Okay.
Okay. And now I also want to be on guard for some jealousies too around me for some reason. Now I feel like it could be family,
mm-hmm.
or it could be in the workplace, or several different places. It might even involve a male too, a better half or a friend or a relationship. So kind of be on guard for anything with relationships or the workplace or in the family, any kind of jealousy or jealous bickering going on. You don't want to get involved in any of that.
Okay.
I feel like you may encounter it.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you stay level-headed and do the right thing and try not to get involved, it should go well, too. I don't know if there's anything going on around you now with a relationship or family issues with bickering, but if there is, you'll see that getting better and do your best to stay out of it.
Okay.
Awesome. Now, you got a lot of stuff around you. You know, I feel like somebody is maybe visiting me, too, or I'm going to visit someone. There's going to be some issues with visiting or travel.
Mm-hmm.
I might travel. I feel like I might even travel a little bit, too, by the beginning of June.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be a visit, or I'm visiting someone, or somebody's going to visit me. And I'm also feeling business with work and money, too. It's almost like somebody's... Is there someone looking for work, or?
It's a little bit of me. I'm trying to get more work,
okay.
so to speak. So, I mean, yeah, I'm just trying to find something more.
Okay. I feel like there may be, are you in a relationship?
No.
Okay. I feel as though there will be like a male that it's in the workplace or in my business world or my work world,
mm-hmm.
and he may lead to an increase in my income or work.
Okay.
And I feel like it's a friendship already, like you either know him or it could be a good friendship, and somebody in your work world or business world
mm-hmm.
may come through and connect you somehow to something bigger or better or extra.
Okay.
He might even be a little flirty with you. Somebody that kind of flirts a little bit or likes to talk. And I feel like it's a friendship, but you already know him. So kind of be alert to that.
Okay.
All right. And as you go into the beginning of June, the money does get better. It does increase. You get what you're looking for, I feel.
Mm.
And,
quick question. Do you see anything there with my love life and it getting any more interesting or better?
You know, I kind of knew you were going to ask me that. I kind of noticed that I would pay attention again to my work world, the people I work with.
Okay, very interesting.
And the people that I come in contact with because of it, because it stuck out before and I kind of passed over it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel some flirting, either in a friendship already or connected to the work world or within the workplace. So if it was to come soon, I feel like it may spring out of that area.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm feeling it may even surface as you go into the beginning of June. You may also have that coming through for you.
Okay.
A relationship becoming more profound or significant. So I would be alert to that.
Okay.
Okay. And at the same time, also having my income increase or something bigger or better coming to me.
Yeah.
You know, I almost want to say that I feel that I'm going to... do you have some specialized training, or you want to, or you're thinking about it?
I am actually a makeup artist, and that's kind of where I really want to excel myself.
Okay. And what are you?
I'm a makeup artist, professional makeup artist. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because I'm hearing a specialized interest in training.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you furthering your education in that, or thinking about it, or need to?
Yes, definitely thinking about it and taking it a step further.
Okay, because that's what I'm hearing, that you're going to expand your training and your
mm-hmm.
skills and whatever you're into. And
okay.
I feel that you may... first of all, I feel like you're in the right field and you're good at it.
Awesome.
And you're doing the right thing.
Okay.
And I also feel that you're going to use it to build the future, and also you're going to expand it with more training or education in the same field.
Yeah.
And you're going to expand with it, and you're going to cash in on it.
Okay.
Absolutely. Something, too, with the home or the property, I don't know if you got to make it, they're making it bigger or rehabbing it, or you're changing it somehow, but... Maybe by as you go into June, there might be something going on where you're living, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you got to expand it or fix something, or just getting improving or expanding
mm-hmm.
with property or the home. So there may be some stuff going on with that, too.
Okay.
Okay, and I believe as you go into the beginning of June, you not only... There may be some relationship developing coming out of the work world, and some connections to something bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel there may be some activity with expanding your training and your skills.
Okay.
Also, as you go into the beginning of June. Okay?
All right.
And I'll give you some numbers here. I got a lot of numbers floating around. I got an 8 and 11 and 16 and a 3.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Mike.
Okay, I hope it helped you and it was what you were looking for.
Yes, very much so. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll tell your friends about us.
I sure will.
BBS, best radio station in the world.
Of course it is.
Right.
I got you on it.
You know it.
Right. All
thank
right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
God bless.
Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in for a reading, it's 1-877-876-5227. Caller, how you doing? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Michael?
How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. What's your first name?
My name is Hannah.
Hannah?
Yes.
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. Sounds good. This is awesome. You can go from Georgia to Texas to Germany and all around the world.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like it. How do you like the show?
I love it. This
good.
Is the first time I've been able to get on there.
Awesome. That's two in a row tonight. That's good. I like it when the people that have been waiting get through, you know. It's a thrill.
Yeah, for me too.
Okay. All right, let's see what we got for you, Hannah. You know, I'm going right to relationship and male issues here. I don't know if you want me to go there or not, but let's see what I got here.
Okay.
Men. There's always men.
I didn't think I had a problem in that department.
No, it's not a problem. It may be some thoughts. You're in the thoughts. Let's see. You know, actually, no problems. It's, I got some changes, though, maybe. Some things going on in your life changing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it may be connected to finances, I believe, or work or business. And there may be relationship issues with that. It's almost, are you in a relationship or you work with a better half, or is there a connection?
I'm married many years.
Okay, yeah, you're married. Okay, are there changes going on at work for you? Are you working?
I just started a new business.
Oh, okay. Is there a partner with this?
Somewhat, sort of.
Okay. Is it a male or your hubby?
It's not my husband, but it is a male.
It is a male? Okay. Because I was getting a mail with the changes that are going on in your life, and I figured I was going to finance and business. I feel your partner, I feel, or whoever this is connected to, it is good for it. There's some talent there, intelligence, very strong, intelligent.
Yeah, I feel that too.
Yeah, and energy, too, I'm getting with this.
Yeah.
He puts energy into it.
Yeah.
So
he's been
a very
big inspiration.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling uplifted, inspired, full of energy. And he'd be good for the process that you're going through.
Yeah.
And he's good for changes, too. He kind of like he creates, like he's when he's, as he's thinking, he's creating and
mm-hmm.
a lot of ideas and so it looks like it's going to go well with him. You're on the right track.
Good.
The right people are involved. I feel like it leads to success. I mean, you know, forward moving, an increase in finances. I feel like you do well. I feel as though you become, you're a businesswoman, and I'm feeling businesswoman, and you're going to enjoy it and focus on it.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah, I
feel
like...
That would be an answer to all my prayers.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that. Like, it, being a businesswoman is what you wanted.
Yeah.
And you're all about that. And you're very good at it. You have talents, too.
Yeah.
Negotiating and the business end of it. And
yeah.
I feel as though you're going to make a great team and you're going to do well at it. You got the tools that you need, the people that are that you need to be involved in it. I'm getting also there's support for it too, in your world, in your heart, in your home. There's support for what you're doing and.
Oh, good.
It looks good as far as everything needed to get this moving and moving forward for you.
Oh, good. Good.
Okay. You know, I'm hearing advertising, too, would be important. I feel like I need to focus on that part of it. Promoting and advertising is going to be very important for whatever it is you're into.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to... just take note of that anyway. More energy
okay.
into promoting and advertising.
Okay.
You know, I feel like there may be some difficulties with a friendship. I don't think it's the person involved in the business, but there's a little bit of a heads up here for a dispute with a friend, I feel. So You may find something developing with a friendship and it turning into an argument possibly or a dispute. If you see that developing, you can kind of work around it and do your best not to play the peacemaker with it. If
mm-hmm.
there's any bickering with family or friends.
Do you think it's family or friends?
I'm leaning towards friends. For some reason, I want to go with friends. So, if you see something developing with a friendship, kind of play the peacemaker. especially around the end of May, as you go into the end of May and the beginning of June. It's just a little bit of a heads up. So.
Okay.
And it might have to do, again, with jealousy. So it may be a friend that's maybe jealous of a friend.
Huh.
So
okay.
Watch for something like that to develop, and you can make it better. You know, it's just a little bit of a heads up.
Okay.
No big deal. I just like to bring out the caution flags and the heads up, you know. It comes in handy. I'm also feeling you're going to get real busy as you go into June. A lot of past effort coming through and paying off for me and rewarding me. Like, I've been putting a lot into whatever this is I'm into, and finally it's paying off, and I'm reaping the rewards, and I'm seeing signs of it around the end of May, the beginning of June.
Okay.
And I'm hearing your hard work will be rewarded.
Do you read anything into any family issues?
Family issues?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just get out this batch that they just gave me. They send me stuff, and I gotta let it flow through, and then I'll go back to that, because there was something with family earlier. Getting real busy at the end of May, beginning of June, so you can expect your thing to take off and get better. And it's all worthwhile, I'm hearing this say to you. And then the project, the effort is getting, the enterprise is getting up off the ground. It's moving. It's showing me things being lifted and moving forward. Focus on patience. It's going to be very important. Patience is going to be your biggest ally, I'm hearing. And any setbacks that you encounter pertaining to your goals as far as business, don't let them throw you, because you're going to work your way through anything that comes your way, really. Okay, and the family thing, you know, I was getting almost like there was some type of a dispute or a family drama. And they were saying that it was going to be worked through. It's going to blow over, and that an answer will be found. And I'm also hearing that it's causing possibly some turmoil and some people to be upset or riff in the family. And I feel like as you go into June, you might even see some of that getting better. Now, I don't know if your family question was because of a dispute or something else, but that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like there was some drama or some issues going on, and you'll work through it.
Right.
It will definitely come to an end and get better.
Okay.
Were you worried about some kind of family problems?
Well, we do have a problem within the family that has been going for a long time, and not really sure how it's going to end up.
Okay.
Plus, we lost some loved ones and wondered if, you know, they had any kind of,
I had a feeling somebody left. Does that make sense?
Left?
It's like there was a split, or someone left and went away. Is that connected to the family thing at all? Does that make sense?
It's a little vague, because people have been leaving a lot all over. But I'm not really sure.
So it's
we're definitely a split up family.
Right. So it's pretty big and pretty ongoing then.
Well, the biggest problem has been with my mother, and it's affected all of us.
Right.
And her mom passed away, which really has been a tremendous strain on the family.
Right.
So,
you know, other than being shown that there was some issues there in family relationships and that it was causing some emotional problems, some hardships in the heart and soul, you know, I almost want to say there's going to be some good news with that in the beginning of June for some reason. But this seems like it's been going on for a long time. And why something new would happen by June, I'm not sure. But I do feel that it'll be a light at the end of the tunnel, too. I feel like it'll be some answers. Some questions will be answered.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that there will be like a negative type of energy that leaves, like somebody that's instigating the situation or making it worse may leave the picture. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm feeling that also.
Okay.
I don't know if it helps you or not, or if there's somebody that needs to be removed from the picture. I feel that you may see that happen, because I do feel somebody leaving connected to the drama, and I feel like it makes the situation better.
Okay. All right.
I hope that helps you.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. It's hard for me to read, and I'm involved in it.
I'm feeling that, and I feel like it's so widespread, and it's spread out for so long that there's no easy answer.
Do you have connections with people who have passed?
I do. I am a medium, and they do come through, but I don't go in looking for them. If they come through, I'll present their message.
So nothing about my grandmother, huh? Or my grandfather.
I almost want to say your grandmom is close to you. I don't know if that would make sense with her coming through for you.
Well, she was very close.
Okay. Now, do you have I feel like there's a special picture of her, and you may have it. I don't know why I'm feeling this. I'm just bringing it through for you. I feel like there's a picture of her, and you may have it, or it's a special type of a picture. And,
I have lots of pictures, but I don't know about anyone in particular.
Okay. And that's about all I'm getting on then. Unless you have some... No. It's a picture with a hat. She has a special kind of a hat on. She's showing me also.
A hat.
But... and, you know, I feel like she may be connected to the drama also for some reason, the family drama. Were the grandparents connected to it at all? Especially the grandmother? Or would she be really concerned about this?
She's concerned. If anything, she's concerned.
The grandmother?
Yeah.
I feel like she's affected by what's going on.
Yeah, she would be.
By the family drama, because she's like clutching her, and she feels saddened by what she's seeing and hearing.
Yeah.
And it's bothering her, and that she just wants you to know she's around you and she loves you, and that she's watching over this family, the family drama, because I feel like the reason I'm picking up on her is because it's really affecting her, and she's aware of what's going on, and I believe she's trying to make it better from where she is. Okay.
Yeah, that would be great.
And I got some numbers. I'll give you some numbers and I'll let you go.
Okay.
All right. I got a 11 and 12, 5 and 7.
Okay.
11, okay.
12, 5 and 7. Okay.
All righty. Good luck with everything.
Thank
I hope
you
it
very
helped
much.
You.
Have a good night.
Take care. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in, it's 1-877-672-7464. 876-5227. And if you'd like to mail them. Hi, caller.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm good.
What's your first name?
Diane.
Sam?
Diane.
Oh, Diane. Okay.
Yes.
Where are you calling from, Diane?
New Jersey.
Jersey?
Yeah.
Good. I always look for a New Yorker to call. Last week we had a New Yorker.
Oh, did you? I'm originally from New York. Is that close enough?
What part?
Jackson Heights, Queens.
Oh, that's where I was from. Another Queens, Ridgewood, Queens here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, we moved upstate when I was about 12.
Mm-hmm. 16 I moved out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we were from Ridgewood. Are you a regular listener?
When I can be up this late, yes.
Yeah? Good. Yeah. How'd you hear about us?
I think I found it online.
Good, good. Okay, tell your friends about us.
I certainly will.
I'm glad you called. Okay, let's see what we got. You've been hearing me read, so you pretty much, you know, I try to do like a 10-minute reading for everybody, and there's only so much you can do in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
And make sense. So I try to make it as clear as I can and as much as I can anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're going to have a very interesting next 30 days, especially the end of May and beginning of June. It looks really good for you, very deep and exciting and interesting. Yeah, I almost want to say there may be a new baby coming too. I'm just starting right off with baby imagery. Now, I don't know if you're expecting or somebody close to you is. But
not that I know of yet.
You can jot it down. You know, it could be a family member or a friend or
mm-hmm.
whatever you're exposed to anyway. You might
okay.
be hearing about it. And if, or if somebody's trying, it would be fun if you hear about it that way.
Okay.
Also, I almost want to say that there's going to... relationship. Did you just go into a relationship, or is one starting, or...?
No.
Because I'm getting a... are you looking, or...?
No, I've been going with someone for a while.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're basically in a relationship, then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel that getting better. I don't know if that helps you, if you wanted to hear it, but it's good
okay.
news anyway.
Yeah.
I do feel it getting better, and... do you work with him?
No.
No? No connection to work at all?
No.
Is he looking for work?
No.
No? Because I'm being pulled to his finances for some reason. Getting news about business, so something being... I'm going right to business and work, and something's got to be signed, a contract. Something's going to come through, and it's going to be considered an opportunity, and it may need a commitment. I don't know if this makes sense or not to you.
Okay, that makes sense, actually.
Okay, because it's an opportunity, and they're waving the paper, and I got to sign it and make a commitment.
Okay.
And I see that becoming an issue, and soon, too, probably within a couple of weeks, but at least by the beginning of June anyway. Within the next 30 days, most of my readings are for.
Okay.
And I feel that that's going to become an issue, and I also feel that it's going to be an opportunity and it will lead to an increase. Now,
right.
If I need to make a commitment, I want to really check everything and make sure I know what I'm committing to. There's a little bit of a heads up there.
Right, okay.
So whatever it is you're agreeing to or committing to, or you got to sign something, a little bit of a heads up here that you need to, you know, double check everything and make sure you understand it.
Right.
Okay. And because there might be some things you weren't aware of or some things you might not be willing to do, so you want to go over all of that. You don't need no surprises.
All right.
Okay. And I feel it leading to an increase, and I feel it being good for you.
Okay.
Especially financially. Now, I feel that there may be an older male connected to this too, and I feel like it's like it may be a supervisor or an employer or a businessman that is going to kind of be connected to this and help me. I don't know if this makes sense to you, but I feel like there may be one, so keep your eyes open to a supervisor or an employer or somebody in the business world that can assist you or help you, especially with negotiating and bargaining and making deals or arranging things. Is he's helping somehow.
All right.
So kind of stay open to that. You know, I almost feel like I'm going to be working with children, too. I don't know if this makes sense to you or not.
Working with children? Not really.
Yeah. Nothing with the educational system or children or any kind of connection to that? No.
Not right now, no.
No, huh? I'm also being pulled to the home. Things in the home getting much more balanced and comfortable.
Good.
Nicer. A homey feeling. I feel like I go into the beginning of June happy about my home. I feel comfortable and happy. Things are going
right.
Good and healthy. And
mm-hmm.
Things in the home going well for me. Also, friends being important. Also, bonding with connection with friends, so
oh, all right.
As you go into the beginning of June, this baby may be in, I feel the bloodline, the family, so it may be a family member somewhere that you might hear about having one or trying to anyway, and there's
mm-hmm.
also, I feel, possibly an engagement developing or a deeper bond and a relationship developing.
Oh,
I don't know
okay.
if this is you or somebody real close to you.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be you.
All right.
A little deeper, deeper bond or a commitment or an engagement.
Right.
Okay. I'm feeling real good about the relationship. I feel like it'll be satisfying and happy.
That's always a good thing.
Okay. That's a good thing. And just being very comfortable. I feel like I go into the beginning of June just very satisfied and very comfortable with life and things going in the right direction for me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hint of a move, too. Does somebody have to move or know they got to move? Or
there may be
some
issues. I haven't heard of anything right now.
Okay. There may be some issues with somebody moving, so that's also a possibility. It could be family, friend.
All right.
I don't know how you are with your home now, but
yeah, no, it wouldn't be me right now, no.
No. Okay. It may become an issue with somebody close to you, so.
Right, okay.
You can just remember me saying that.
Mm-hmm. I'm writing it all down.
And health, like I said before, I go into June just feeling happy and satisfied, healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Things doing better.
Good.
things looking up for me, I'm hearing. And I'm
very
also
good.
Feeling like I might have just went through a little bit of a rough patch, and that's going to get smoother and easier to handle.
Great.
Increase in health, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and career matters, are you looking at changing work?
No.
Or are you working now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and what about your other half?
He's working too.
And he's satisfied?
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay. Is there any business plans or endeavors?
Actually, I do. I just I'm thinking of going into like a side business.
Okay, because that's what I'm being told.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you should, and it would go well for you.
Good.
Okay, and someday it would be able to become quite an enterprise. I feel very successful with it.
Really?
Yeah, I feel good with it, being rewarded to do it and appreciate it.
Great.
New enterprise is going well, and an idea, and it's, I feel like it's inside me, and it's manifesting, and I will head in that direction and do well with it.
Okay.
I would definitely pursue it. I'm hearing a new venture going well, and I'm being pulled to you, so I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Great.
I think I asked you this before, any connection to education?
No, actually, not right now, but I did just take a Reiki class, Reiki 1. So maybe I'm going to be working on kids.
Oh, okay. So you were taking Reiki classes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that's what I was picking up on.
Okay.
Yeah, is this what your business is going to be?
It would involve it, yes.
Yeah, fantastic. It's awesome. Follow through on that.
Mm-hmm.
Follow through on that.
Okay.
There's a lot of spirit connected to this enterprise.
Okay.
And it's going to go well. You got another test coming up with Reiki or something like that?
Not yet.
Attunements or something? I'm getting some type of...
I just had the attunement like a week ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm brandy new at it.
Good. And that went well?
Yeah.
Good, because I was feeling, I'm hearing that went well.
Mm-hmm.
You're in it because you belong in it, and you should really follow through with it.
Mm-hmm.
And also expand it. Do more with it. Offshoots and different types of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Use your imagination and arts and crafts. Combine spirit with arts and crafts.
You are so on the money right now, you can't even imagine.
Yeah. Well, I'm being shown that's what you're going to be doing, and you got talent for it.
Yeah.
And you're going to do well with it, and it really needs to be combined with arts and crafts and spirits, and also expanded on. Like you may want to catch lectures and seminars, and maybe increase your abilities and knowledge pertaining to that subject, because it's going to do you good.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing you're going to make good use of your talents. You got a lot of talent for it, so definitely pursue it.
That's what the Reiki master told me also.
Oh, I could feel it, and I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it in my ear, making good use of her talents, and they're just showing me a lot of it. And also continued expansion in it and an interest in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come from within, and you're going to enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
And that's why, because you belong there, and you're going to feel like you're being pulled to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to do well. You're going to do real well with it.
Good.
Okay, I'll give you some numbers.
Okay.
I got a 17 and a 3. Right. 14 and 11.
Okay. I have a quick question.
What is it?
This is an anniversary of my husband's death. It's like tonight. Is anything coming through from him?
This is your husband's anniversary of his death?
Yes, sir.
2 years ago?
No, 5 years ago.
5 years ago? Would it make sense he was with an older female right now? Is it his mom or?
Could be.
Okay. I'm feeling this male presence around you, and he keeps saying he's with his mom.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And she's like kind of organizing things for him, I think.
Really?
Yeah, his mom is helping him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, he's making me feel like I got a connection to the sea.
The sea?
The ocean or the water. Or did he have a thing for water or boats?
He was a sailor.
Oh, he was a sailor?
Mm-hmm, when he was a kid. He was in the Navy.
Oh, okay. Because he's showing me that. It made me feel like I was a sailor, but I was. Show me the. Other than that, he's with his mom, and things are, for some reason, he's making an issue out of being clear and being able to understand things now. Like it was did he die? When he died, was he able to think? Was his mind okay? Or?
Yes. Yes, that was never an issue.
Something with understanding now. He can understand now. And he's with you. And he's with his mom, and his mom is helping him organize things and understand things better than he did before.
Oh. Okay.
And that's about it. Almost about all I'm gonna be able to get in.
Okay.
With him, it's difficult on the radio with just a few minutes with each person. You know, I really like to let go and really get into it.
Right. Well, like I said, being it was the anniversary, I just thought I would ask.
Well, he's definitely around you because he was showing me stuff that pertained to him, and he was just making his presence known.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand the thing with the mom and understanding stuff and getting help for something. That I'm not sure about. But I know he was there, and he was trying to come through anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Michael.
All right. You have a good night and take care of yourself. Tell your friends about us.
I certainly will.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, everybody. I'm scheduled for Wednesdays and Thursday nights, but this tomorrow night I won't be able to make it, but I will be here Sunday. So, and BBS will post it on their front page, so. And if you do want to get a hold of me for a private session, you can email me at goingwithin_2@yahoo.com, and I'll respond. And if you'd like to send a comment on the show or for BBS or any kind of comments or validations, their email is contact@blogginservice.com. And I'm scheduled every Sunday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night, Eastern Standard Time. So if you're on, you just tune in and get a psychic reading. If you'd like to call in now, I got time for one more, it looks like. We can, number's 1-877-876-5227. And just remember, tomorrow night I won't be here, but I will be here on Sunday. Any more calls, Don? Do you have a caller online, Don? Okay, folks, one more time. If you'd like to get me, if you'd like to get a hold of, if you'd like to get a hold of me for a private session, you can email me at goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I also have a Yahoo group, and I do chat room shows, free psychic readings, several times a week. And you can go to Yahoo groups and type in Michael Goger, and we'll take you to the home page. Caller, how you doing?
Good.
What's your name?
Boy, I didn't think I was going to get in.
What's that?
I didn't think I was going to get in tonight.
Good, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I'm another New Yorker.
Are you?
Yeah, Orange County.
Good. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm in Albany, Green.
Albany, okay. My nieces are up there.
Good. Are you a regular listener?
Yes.
Awesome.
This is about the fourth time I tried to get in, but I made it tonight.
Good. Good. I'm happy for you. Are you around Orange County Choppers anywhere?
Orange County Choppers?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No, I'm up by 209.
209?
209.
Okay.
About 209, that is. Yeah, no, it goes from New York to Pennsylvania.
Good.
Over to Connecticut.
I can hear the New Yorker in you. Were you from Brooklyn or Queens at first?
No, from the Bronx.
The Bronx?
Yeah, originally born in the Bronx. I lived in Manhattan until I was 9 years old, and then back to the Bronx. Lived up there, parents bought a house, and then we bought some property upstate here.
Cool. Cool. We were in Ridgewood in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
Brooklyn and Queens was our neighborhood, and then we moved up to Albany.
Yeah, how you like it?
Not bad. Not bad. I love it.
Uh-huh.
I love it. I don't know if I could do a city anymore.
I know. Once you're out, forget about it. You can't go back.
I couldn't handle the energy.
Nah.
You know, I go into a little place like Albany, and it's too active for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a country boy now.
Yeah, I know. I just work in the city.
Yeah.
And, you know, the government, you know, they farm out everything, so forced retirement.
I couldn't do it. I'm a country boy.
And I love it now. So staying up here, still going back and forth, 4 o'clock in the morning on the train.
Good. Good. It's easy life in the upstate.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what was your name?
Lamont.
Lamont. Okay. I'm glad you called, Lamont. I'll jump into your reading because it looks like I'm running out of time. So
oh, yeah.
I just want to give you something here, and I'm glad you called. Right off the bat, I'm hearing to tell you things are going to get a lot smoother for you.
Oh, good.
And I feel like I've been through a few things, and they're telling me there's a time of peace coming. Peace and harmony is important for you.
Mm-hmm.
And things are going to be calmer, and you're going to be coping better. And it should go into the beginning of June anyway with this, with things. Very important with you is moderation.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you got that energy, like you might be tempted to overdo things, and
mm-hmm.
that's work and play and anything pertaining to balance. Okay, you don't want it. Between now and the beginning of June, just be careful not to overdo things. Moderation and balance should be your biggest focus for the next 30 days, especially if playing and work, because you can get hurt playing, too, if you overdo things.
Right.
And I feel as though, has there been somebody that's been ill around you?
Yeah, my father, he just passed away. He was sick, bronchitis.
Okay, how recent was that?
January.
January? Okay.
The end of January, it's 27th, he passed.
Okay, It's left its energy with you. It's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody expecting?
No, not that I know.
Okay. You may bump into this. Somebody close to you maybe telling you that you that you're expecting.
Mm.
That there's an expectancy, a new baby coming.
Mm.
It's a possibility. Keep that in mind. And nobody's dealing with an illness as we speak in the present.
No, that's my mother. Yes, she's her eyes, bothering her.
Okay.
The glaucoma, that operation.
All right, I feel like that's gonna be okay. The treatment was all right with that.
Mm-hmm.
And they did the right thing. She's in good hands, the right medicine, right treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being pulled to the workplace. You're your own boss now or a supervisor?
Oh, no, nothing yet.
Are you looking?
Yeah, looking for something on the side. I have my little daughter going to school, so I'm, taking her to school and bringing her back home. You know, my wife, she's working full-time,
okay.
So I'm still home dad now.
Okay. There's something coming. Okay, your wife is working?
Is
she working or looking?
No, she's working.
Okay, is she a supervisor?
No.
All right. I believe she's got some increases coming to her, and I believe that you're going to be getting into something, too,
mm-hmm.
by the beginning of June. I feel like there's going to be extra something on the side or more work.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like she will also have an increase, too, one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Either a raise or a promotion, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's expecting one or hoping for one.
No, nothing yet.
Okay. And and you should be aware of, I feel like almost like it's sales or advertising with you. Or managing something. Almost like a manager type position, like maybe somebody wants you to look over property or be alert to an offer coming to you like that.
Okay.
Like you can keep an eye on something for somebody or manage something for somebody, and it's on the side type feeling with it.
Right.
Okay. So you can be alert for that. And I feel like you go into June in love. I feel like there's a lot of romance around you, and there will be by as you go into the end of June.
Hmm.
You said you were married and in a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like that's going to get better and happen.
Better. Any better, I might as well be in heaven.
Yep. Going to get better.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to stay. It's going to stay what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's second marriage, and I mean, it's like being in heaven, I've told you.
I'm being told that. Very comfortable and filled with love.
Yes, uh-huh.
And also, is there something special coming up? Is it anniversary or
no,
some kind of a special event between you and her?
Oh, I'm sorry, you just said anniversary. Yes.
Okay, it's a special event coming.
Yes, her birthday.
Oh, her birthday.
July. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I think there's going to be do something special with her for that.
Uh huh.
I feel like it's going to be important to her and very beneficial for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Plan something special.
Yeah.
Make her feel like a queen.
Yeah, she is.
Make her feel like it and tell
mm-hmm.
her that I believe it's going to be the icing on the cake for you,
mm-hmm.
relationship-wise. It'll be very special. It'll be a very special time for you and her.
Uh-huh.
And that's about it. I can give you some numbers here.
Oh,
I'll give you...
Every time somebody says numbers, you got to get the paper and pencil out. Okay,
I got a 14 and a 9,
uh-huh.
a 4 and a 13.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and thanks for calling, and you have a good night.
You too, though. Take care.
Okay,
get some sleep.
Tell your friends about us.
Okay.
Take care. Okay, everybody, I'll see you Sunday night.
Hold on. We have one more. You want to take one more?
Okay, are we still broadcasting?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Would you like to take one more?
Sure, I'll do one more.
All right, I'll put them on. Bear with me.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to get through and be on your show.
Good. Thank you. You're a regular listener?
Yes, I am. And this is actually the second time I've called, but I didn't get too much time last time.
Okay.
And so I have a couple more questions.
Okay. Let's see what we got for you.
Do you need me to ask you a question?
Yeah, ask me a question.
Okay. I am expecting a very important phone call tomorrow about a deal that's supposed to happen in my future and from some very important people in Hollywood, and I wanted to know if you could tell me if that call is going to turn into something really, really, really great.
Okay.
And I'm only asking because I just don't want to get my hopes up. If, you know, I shouldn't.
Always get your hopes up.
Well, the highs get so high that it makes the lows really a long way down.
Yep, I understand. I want to say yes. I want to say it's going to be positive. It's going to go through. But for some reason, I got some issues with it. Now, if it goes through, it won't start right away. Is that what I'm feeling?
Yeah, it'll probably take a month for things to go through.
Good.
And I don't know if they're going to go through all the way to my expectations and hopes.
Okay. Are you dealing with an illness? Somebody close to you?
Somebody close to me?
An illness?
Or
have you been ill?
I think what you're probably seeing is I do a nonprofit and for terminally ill children.
Oh.
Is that maybe what you're seeing?
Okay. Now, you involved in this or you run it?
I run it.
Okay. That's probably what I'm picking up on. I'm getting illnesses around you. Are you exposed to it, or is this on paper, or?
It's a big, huge show involved with it. I take children that are terminally ill, and I give them the best nights of their lives, and I make them a star.
Oh, fantastic!
Fantastic. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be having my own show on this radio station soon, and we'll be interviewing gigantic stars, and the children are going to be my co-hosts and interviewing their favorite celebrities.
Fantastic. You're going to be a host of BBS?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was your name?
Desra.
Okay. And
it's funny you picked up on that. That's very good.
Your name's on Earth, and the illnesses around you are the children.
Yeah.
And uh, I feel is, boy, oh boy. Have you? Because you know, I'm feeling what you feel when you lose one of the children. One of the children go. It's rough.
It's like a good day, bad day thing, because when I even set the stars up and the kids up and when I'm doing this, I start crying every time, you know, even when I, you know, have these wonderful things happen, they'll request a certain star or whatever, and I go through whatever it takes to get that particular star, and then I get them, and it's like a miracle, and I just, but yet it's, so I should be so happy, but then I know that these, you know, when I have to explain to the stars that these children, you know, are going to be calling from their bed and explain to them that Make-A-Wish can't help these children because they're not well enough to do any events and get out of the house. And it's kind of, you know, your best day, worst day thing. And, you know, my heart breaks all the time doing it, but at the same token, it's growing to huge extremes at the same time because I'm doing my purpose.
Right.
You know, and so it's very, very overwhelming doing this.
You're
but
very...
I'm feeling. I'm alive and I'm feeling, you know, and so...
Yeah. You're a very special person, and always keep that in mind, that part of you needs to be taken care of if you're to continue doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It needs a special nurturing, the part of you that gets affected when the reality kicks in of what it is you're into.
Right.
I'm feeling...
me grow in strength, too, you know?
Yes, and but you're on the right track, and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And it's an honor. It's very deep and spiritual. You keep your eyes open for, I believe it's a professional male. I don't know if it's a lawyer or a businessman, but I feel like I'm going to be contacted, and influences involved are going to work with me and help this come about. I'm getting either men or a man that has influence, and he's a professional.
Okay.
And he's going to be connected to this, and I feel as though through him, your dreams will be realized, your goals will be reached.
Wow. That was going to be my big question, because, you know, they're helping me greatly at BBS Radio to, you know, help the kids that can't do these the events, but I'm wanting to have this go global so we could help more children. And my dreams are to make this to where it's a concept that everybody involved with anything to where they have a spotlight, you know, any star, any athlete,
right.
What any musician, anybody who has a concert, they just grab a kid out of the audience. You know, I want it to be a concept that goes global. And
right.
I think going on TV and having a TV show will make that happen, as well as the radio show.
Right.
And so I was just wondering if the TV thing was going to happen as well.
I believe so, and it's going to come through a man.
Okay.
That is going to pull the right strings.
Wonderful.
And I want to say by the beginning of June, but I feel as though there may be some glitches. Now, it's going to go through, but I believe it will be some ups and downs and some glitches. And I'm feeling like maybe like the last week in May it starts to come together.
Wow, okay.
Okay, so you might have your interview tomorrow, and then there's going to be some meetings and back and forth and a few glitches here or there, but there is a guiding force, and I believe it's a businessman, and he's making the right things happen.
Wow.
And I feel it comes through, and then things being like finalized or decided, probably like the last week of May.
Wow.
Okay.
That's soon.
there's a definite connection to children. They're showing me children all around this.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of legwork on the phone and email and letter.
Oh, yeah, you got that right. I've been, even just this week, you know, my show hasn't started yet. It takes a million calls and letters just to get one big celebrity.
And there's going to be a lot more of it, communicating on phone and mail.
Okay.
But I hear the news is good. I keep hearing the news is good, and it's the beginning of a very successful endeavor.
Wonderful.
An adventure. You're doing a wonderful thing. And listen, if there's anything I can do, you let me know.
Well, you know, it just came to my mind all of this was kind of, you know, I was envisioning all of it, and I was just thinking, you know, for the radio show, that since we have so many incredible doctors and healers and that are hosting these shows, that maybe once a month I could get some of these hosts to, you know, help one of these co-host Star for the Night children. You know, maybe we could all, you know, come together, you know, once a month or once every 2 months, and get all the healers together to use their energies and their you know, talents and that to maybe try to heal some of these children.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's one reason why I was brought to BBS Radio, not just to be able to help, you know, children that can't have the events and be able to be on the radio for their event, but also look at the people that are involved with BBS Radio. And we're talking some incredible people that would, you know, if they knew that they could be, you know, all together, if they put their efforts and sources together, what can you imagine? Can you imagine what some of these incredible people like you could do if they all got together to try to heal a child? I really think that, I don't know, it just came to me that is something that I'm going to do. I'm going to put it together and, you know, hail for the forces.
you're
going to be called. You're going to be called upon.
It's always been my dream and my driving force to help people that need help. Animal rescue, the mentally ill, mental health, children, sick children. And I said, well, radio is the way to go because you can reach millions.
Right.
With one voice. And I mean, millions of people. And it wouldn't take much for that to come together, even as a fundraiser or resources or connections. And there's so, the things you can do with numbers.
Yep.
And somebody putting it together. And it's always been my dream. And I was even thinking like a spirit aid or a fundraising for the business end of it all. And there's so many different things that we can do.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or even selling like a T-shirt or a ball cap or doing nonstop readings, fundraising, or just talking nonstop. You know, I'm good at it all. On the right day and in advance, I could talk all day.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I'm thinking, you know, that if I could call on, you know, 3, 4, 5 of a few of our incredible people like you, we could, you know what, what we could accomplish will be infinite.
Okay.
And
when are your shows going to be on BBS?
Next Tuesday, starts next Tuesday.
What time?
6 o'clock. 6 p.m.
Eastern?
Pacific.
So that would be my, 3.
Oh, 3 o'clock?
Eastern Standard Time.
Oh.
Okay, so that's every
Tuesday evening.
One day a week?
Yep.
Every Thursday?
No, Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah, so on the 9th.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I don't have very much time to get my first show together, but I've been working on trying to get big celebrities.
Okay.
So,
well, you know, I'm not looking for money or fame, really. I'm just looking for exposure, and I'm here for you.
Well, wonderful.
I'm all about this. I'm feeling you. You let me know, and
the only thing is
I got a crazy schedule.
Well, the one thing that I'm feeling would be a great thing for you is, this has also gone through my mind, that these children are feeling like they're burdening their family because they're bedridden and take so much care, and they have lost a lot of hope because they're feeling like, well, what can I do in my future, you know, if I can't move, you know, and I'm in this bed, I have no future. So I was actually thinking, once we get them on the air to interview their favorite celebrity, and that will give them confidence, and, you know, of course we're going to say they did a fabulous job, and everybody's going to inspire them to be a DJ, you know, and that's what they can do, you know, because all you need is your voice to be a DJ. And so I was thinking, you know, we've got to come up with something in the future for these children so that we give them hope that they can do something, they could be productive, you know, that they,
right.
have some kind of hope for the future.
Right.
To be able to be productive and do something, you know, from their bed if need be. And that's just so important, you know. You just don't give them the greatest night of their life and get them all reeled up and say, oh, that was fun and wonderful, and that's it.
Right.
It's like, no, we need to continue to tell them, you get better. You have to have a reason. You have to, you know what I mean?
I know.
And so I'm thinking, you know, we could go as far as having, you know, you maybe tell them, encourage them, you know,
right.
tell them what they would be great at, give them ideas and encouragement for as a continuation.
Right, interesting.
So maybe after each one of my co-hosts, the children do the show, then maybe they can have a 15-minute reading from you, and you could, you know, encourage them to keep doing this. And
folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is something you might want to get off to discussing at some other time, Desiree. This is Michael's show. And,
we're taking over.
We're
taking over.
We love you, Des.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Not a problem. I'll let you close out your show, Michael.
Oh, okay.
And here we go.
And Deidre?
Yes?
As you go into this, there's going to be some glitches and some talking back and forth and negotiating. Don't let it throw you.
Okay.
Stay focused. Even though you run into a glitch, you're going to work your way through it.
Wonderful.
I wanted to throw that in. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Fantastic. And Deidre, anything I can do for you, email me.
I will.
And I'll respond to you.
Okay.
Or call me, okay?
All right. Thanks so much,
I'm
Michael.
I'm all yours. If I can help sick kids, I'm there in a heartbeat.
Okay. I love you.
Okay. God bless you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Okay, everybody. I'll say goodnight. Don, BBS, everybody at BBS, I love you. I'll see you Sunday night. Take care and God bless.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.